Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we'll detail some round bale storage, cover some extension news, and list all the happenings in and around the extension office for the month of July. But first, for today's Did You Know, that July brings county fairs, warmer temperatures, and more commitments to our ag community. With wheat harvest finishing up, our thoughts move to putting up hay, weed control on our fields, checking livestock in the pastures, and preparing for fall harvest. The life of the Kansas farmer doesn't get to slow down much this time of year. Here at K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County, we are busy planning events, programs, and activities for all segments in our office. Please look over our upcoming events to find an educational activity that interests you. Take some time to learn something new this summer at an extension program. These programs will help you make life just a little easier, more profitable, and ensure you're following the right steps to make the land we live in better than we found it. In my farming news, it's hay cutting time in Kansas, and once all the grass is baled, it must be stored for future use. Oftentimes, round bales are stored outdoors. Many producers may not fully realize the nutrient loss that comes with weathering of large round bales stored outside. 30% of the bale is in the outer 6 inches, so it doesn't take much spoilage to lose a third of the bale. To minimize these losses, here are a few tips when storing round bales outside. Keeping the bales off the moist ground is best. That can be done by laying down a rock base or putting the bales up on a wood pallet. Position the bales end to end on a well-drained site. Placing the bales in long rows leaves less surface area and allows moisture to run off the bales. Producers should always try to line large bales in rows running north and south. Also, space the rows far enough apart, at least 3 feet, for the airflow, and which allows sun to reach the ground after a rain or snow. And remember, never store bales under trees. In our extension calendar, every Saturday in July, plan to visit the McPherson County Farmers Market. Tell all your friends and neighbors, and check us out on Facebook at McPherson County Farmers Market to get all of our details. Every Saturday morning, now through October, the Farmers Market will open at 7:30 a.m. and go till noon, right here at the 4-H Fairgrounds at 710 West Woodside here in McPherson. Come and get your local produce, eggs, baked goods, jams and jellies, pork, flowers, pecans, and so much more. Also, plan to attend one or both of the fairs here in McPherson County. The McPherson County Fair in Canton runs July 14th through the 18th, and the McPherson County 4-H Fair here in McPherson starts July 23rd and runs to the 26th. Save the date of July 23rd as the McPherson County Ag Chamber will be hosting our annual Rural Appreciation Picnic. Everyone is invited to come out and enjoy a free family meal picnic and visit the opening of the McPherson County 4-H Fair. This event is a 51-year tradition to celebrate our agriculture community. The picnic is sponsored and served by the members of the McPherson Chamber of Commerce. On the menu again will be freshly grilled hamburgers from Crable's Specialty Meats, tasty baked beans, and a juicy watermelon provided by Prairieland Partners. The Rural Appreciation Picnic kicks off the McPherson County 4-H Fair. Attendees will have time to enjoy the 4-H exhibits in the 4-H building and chief building before the picnic, then stay for the live food auction under the tent that starts at 6 p.m. and the meat goat show in the livestock arena at 7. Tickets for the Rural Appreciation Picnic will be available at the sponsors' businesses 1 week prior to the event. I also want to let everyone know of the upcoming field day to be held at the Gearing Farm on July 29th starting at 8 a.m. There will be a live demonstration and advice from K-State Research and Extension experts on implementing year-round grazing, installing a tire water tank, discussions about grazing annuals, and options for electric fencing. Mark your calendars for July 29th. You do not want to miss this. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I want to wish everyone a safe and good 4th of July weekend.